Hello, I'm Andrew Dixon. I'm the director of XPE Group PLC, formerly Intuit Adventure PLC. I'm joined by my fellow director, Peter Cooper. This is the quarter two 2024 quarterly update. We've got no live attendees and we've got no questions that have been issued beforehand. So I will ask Matt Beddoe of Predera Lateral to take us through the quarterly update and then we'll end the call. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. Just for the call, let's acknowledge that Barry Cox, another director, is also on the call just for the recording. The format of today's presentation is an abridged version of the report that was published by RNS last Monday in the same style that we've done the previous two to three quarterly reports. So it's by no means a full report, which is available publicly, but we'll be focusing on the main highlights and key focus areas as we go through. And as before, we'll start off with sort of predominantly look at the financials and then do some highlights of the asset management initiatives and some sort of service charge property management initiatives towards the end of the call. So starting off with XPE Group portfolio, base rent is higher than was forecast in the business plan 24, but is expected to move into line with the BP over the remainder of the year due to settlement of some outstanding lease renewals. So a timing issue predominantly. Turnover rent currently is underperforming, again, is due to a number of year-end audited figures due in Q3 this year, which will result in corresponding corrections later on. So again, timing. Being the key issue. Increased service charge reflects timing differences again, is not expected to be a permanent difference over the course of the year. And corporate and running costs at 1.03 million against a BP of 0.89 million are ahead of forecast, with corporate legal fees relating to the trust deed compliance and reporting requirements. Our current capital expenditure projects are completing in line with expectations, but there has been a few changes in programme, which has resulted in cash at 17.07 million at the end of the quarter, being above the business plan forecast of 15.66, so a delta of 1.4 million. But again, that is timing and will wash through as we go through the remainder of this year and into next. Just focusing on Eldon Square, which is obviously the primary asset within the portfolio, net rental income at 6.4 million is just slightly behind business plan of 6.5. The turnover rent position is due to timing differences again, and a delay in the receipt of outstanding turnover certificates. And Q2 service charge shortfalls at 2.59 million were ahead of business plan at 1.88, but again, due to timing differences coming through the Q2, and we expect this to stabilise over, sort of normalise over Q3 and into Q4. Net profit at 0.66 million as a result of the shortfalls mentioned above, the variances in the service charge is sort of half a million below business plan, but again, we expect that to correct through Q3 and into Q4. Capital expenditure is slightly below at 3.4 million against the forecast BP of 3.75 due to longer than expected project timelines and payment timelines. And the overall cash position is 0.26 million behind forecast. But the drivers, again, are all timing related rather than permanent differences. On Eldon Square, following exchange of contracts with Next, work is progressing for the handover of the 61,000 square foot full office store. And we also have solicitors instructed on the recreation centre and the upper floor of the Debenhams, both for leisure attractions, as we've highlighted on previous reports. The occupancy of Eldon Square is currently 78.1% compared to Q1 of 77.1 on a floor area basis. However, the letting of the recreation centre and the upper floor of the Debenhams will increase the occupancy rate substantially from 78% to 92.4%. There are currently 17 vacant units from the scheme, 6 void, 6 in mitigation, and 5 police report are under offer. Footfall is down 1.7% in comparison to Q2 last year. However, against 2022, we're still 15% positive against the same period. Footfall for the last 12 months at Eldon is 0.6% down, but predominantly due to improvement works that are ongoing on Northumberland Street, which is provides access, one of the main entrances to the scheme, with public work. So that's due to finish early next year, and we expect that again to normalise through the Christmas period. Police report the contracts have now exchanged with River Island for their upsize unit on St Andrew's Way. Also, police report 5 new lettings have completed, Sostrin Gren and Miniso on Douglas Way, and then Dynamo have completed with their offer on Grace Quarter. 5 lease renewals with Argos, HMV, Be More Geek, Minkind and Supercuts have also completed, and we have 3 new F&B lettings in solicitors' hands as we speak. So some positive news on that side. And there are another further 7 lease renewals ongoing with retailers across the scheme. Key focus areas, I think we've focused on these predominantly already, but one of the things to highlight is that Sephora is opening on the 13th of September at Eldon Square. We have planned for, there's been a lot of marketing, a lot of take up by all parties, both Sephora and ourselves, and we're preparing for a substantial opening event on the Friday, which is great news. Combined with River Island and the Next, these 3 lettings, Sephora, River Island Next, account for 87,000 square feet of fashion lettings on St Andrew's Way. And very pleased to report off the back of this, interest has also been received from 2 further international brands to occupy up to 55,000 square feet of space on this sort of premium mall, St Andrew's Way. Discussions obviously are ongoing, but we hope to report further in the Q3, Q4 as we go through this year. Moving on to Scotland and Excite in Glasgow. Again, just on the financials, first of all, total income stands at 0.67 million in Q2, with income slightly ahead of BP, which was forecast at 0.61, due to some prudent business plan assumptions relating to the former ski slope, which we'll come on to in more detail shortly. Total operational costs for 2024 at 0.73 are slightly behind business plan, but again, the of 1.2, but again, these are predominantly timing differences, and this will work through the following quarters this year, in line with the BP. Net operating income for the year to date is 0.63 million, and is again ahead of BP, but again, as a result of timing differences, sort of just mentioned earlier in the call. CapEx expenditure is lower than forecast, as the wider landlord works on the former ski slope unit are yet to commence. Works are forecast to start in Q3 24, and obviously there's an impact on the working capital being 3.29 million compared to 2.5 closing cash, as again, predominantly due to timing differences with the 2024 business plan. Just moving on to some more detail, very pleased to report, obviously, that the snow and ice has been removed from the ski slope, so there'll be no more snowman building within the structure. Those days are very happy to say, are now gone. So as we're progressing with the sort of commercial terms with the go-kart operator that we've that's been in, highlighted before, solicitors instructed and the professional team appointed on the delivery of the design for the reconfigured unit have had to employ some very specific skills for this highly complex project, more in keeping with a cryptographer than a structural engineer, but they've managed to unlock the process, and we have a very robust design as we head into the delivery stage in Q3. So delighted to be able to report some very positive progress on that side of things. The new anchor offer obviously allows us to sort of refocus the scheme and look at a design less in keeping with something sort of Nordic and noggin and dog, in line with sort of skiing and cold weather, but something more attractive and more in line with our new leisure destination that will be opening next year. So it gives a real opportunity to re-theme and restart this asset and give it an exciting sort of future as we go into the next phase of its existence. Footfall, I'm sorry to say, has been down, but predominantly this is a result of higher than expected performance in Q1 in 2022, in 2023, which was as a direct result of industrial action, teacher strikes, which boosted performance in a number of key weeks in 23 above the norm. But still, for the 12 months, we were at 2.25 million, which is just 6.1% below the footfall for the 12 months prior. With regard to the snow and ice, obviously key part of this is removing of the allowed us to remove all the chillers and equipment, and therefore our electricity expenditure has reduced to substantially from 29,300 kilowatt hours per week to less than 1,000 kilowatt hours per week, producing substantial savings. Moving to Stoke and the Potteries, performance of the asset in terms of income remains ahead of business plan, with total income of 0.24 million up, driven largely by dilapidations payments in the period, so 2.06 million against 1.85 in the BP. Better performance on business rates than forecast, which I'll come on to on the shortly with some more detail, and total operational costs stand at 0.08 below BP, largely a result of this business rates performance. Working capital impacts on the cash flow are due to differences between accounting recognition of transactions and actual cash flows. So closing cash at the end of the year is at the end of the quarter is 5.28, which is just below the forecast BP of 5.3 million. Mentioned previously with regard to the business rates, so there was a very successful appeal of the 2023 rateable values, has resulted in a 21% reduction in business rates for 70 units across the scheme. This is an additional 21% reduction compared to the published revaluation in April last year. And is also pleased to report we have interest from a national leisure operator in four units within the Hive that we're currently reviewing and costing currently. Pleased also report five new lease renewals completed in Q2 at the Potteries, extending to a combined floor area of 10,900 square feet and an NOI of 146,000. Five lease renewals in solicitor's hands, accounting for 13,000 square feet with an NOI of 162,000. All of the transactions are with recognised national multiple brands, I'm very pleased to report. Renewals include three key tenants within the scheme in the fashion and home entertainment sectors. Offers have also been received from two tenants to relocate into the middle mile of the scheme from the peripheral areas, which would help to consolidate further retail uses within the main scheme. Footfall is 4.2% down compared to Q2 2023. This is, however, in line with UK Shopping Centre Index, which saw a 4.4% decline in the same quarter. The total footfall for the last 12 months was 6.04 million and represents a 0.6% decrease compared with the same period last year. The key priorities, we've touched on the business rates previously. Just to report on this call that the local planning authority has announced the commencement of a consultation on a new Handley Town Centre master plan. The master plan will inform policy with a new local plan and will encompass a development framework, land use strategy, and retail leisure strategy. Pradera Natural's asset managers are engaging with the local authority in order to make early evidence-based representations, as clearly we are a key stakeholder within Handley Town Centre. You can also report that Cineworld have confirmed that as part of the restructure, the unit, the Hive, is to remain open and trading. And while revised rental terms are proposed, these are in line with our ERV forecast and the forecast within the 2024 business plan. There are obviously a number of key metrics in the report, which I don't intend to go through in great detail here. Just to highlight, just on the portfolio WALT, off the sort of base contracted rent is 6.7 years, with the WALT to break at 5.2 years. This is an improvement from 5.1 as of the end of Q1, which is good to see. And also just to mention on the pages of the collection rates. So while collection rates on the rental 98% for Eldon Square, 93% for Brayhead and 98.9% at the Potteries, the service charge collection rates are somewhat lagging on the Potteries at 83.1% 0.02. This was due to a mid-year reconciliation process, as the 2024 budget was invoiced to the tenants in Q2, and a catch-up payments coming through as we speak. On the lease event analysis, across the three schemes, so 34 units are vacant, 13 under mitigation, 6 under offer, and 3 units have exchanged. The portfolio is still transitioning, and as described above, there are some major projects that are taking place, with unit turns being sought, which can best utilise the opportunity that these present. 2024 includes units with breaks or expiries, as well as tacit expiries, which is the Scottish, part of the Scottish legal system. Of these, a number have been treated within the quarter, which I'll come on to in the next part of the presentation. In the number of break expiries, the number of 2024 treated leases is 60.7% of contracted rent. So this is up from 48.3% in Q1. So good progress has been made through Q2. 71% of all events in 24-25 are either addressed in legals or under active discussions. This increases to 74.2% by passing rent, which is covered in some of the tables within the report. 96% of contracted rent with an event in 2024 is under active negotiations. So a lot of progress has been made over the first half of this year. Just to draw attention on the breaks and expiries, that at 5.4 million, the contracted rent subject to break in 2024 has reduced by 31% compared to Q1, which is a factor of the above negotiations. Just moving on to leasing activity, there were 14 completed deals within the period, and there are a further 18 agreed deals that are going through the process at the moment. So again, a lot of progress has been made over the period. Moving just very briefly onto the property management, the three service charge reconciliations for each scheme have been completed. Eldon Square was a 3.9% underspend compared to budget. Excite came through at a 5.5% underspend compared to budget for the previous year, with Potteries being the only one slightly above budget at 0.5%, so half a percent for the budget year. So a good outcome through the transition from the previous property managers to the property managers who are in control now, being Savills. We include in this report, and we'll be building out further sort of ESG focus areas relating to sort of climate impact, transparency reporting, data collection, and then more will be built into this as we progress through the next half of this year and into 2025, particularly with regard to Eldon Square. And just to finish up, there are a number of slides within the report on the marketing updates. Lots of progress has been made. I don't intend here to go through any detail on that, but there's a huge amount of traction. There's a huge amount of work going on across all three schemes. And with the opening of Sephora at Eldon Square this week, there's been a particular push, and we've had a great response. That concludes the element of this presentation.